This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Biden's invited President-elect Trump to the White House. A Trump spokesman says he looks forward to the meeting. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on how Donald Trump won this election.
Trump tapped into voters frustrated with the Biden administration.
And it wasn't enough simply to change the nominee.
University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato says Kamala Harris was unable to distance herself enough from President Biden. Enter Trump, who will have a GOP majority Senate, may have a Republican-led House, and
a Supreme Court with a supermajority of partisan Republicans.
Added up,
I can make an argument that no president has had this much power since Franklin Roosevelt.
And combined with what Sabato calls Trump's personal character problem,
we're going to face a crisis at some point. That's such an easy prediction.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A fast-moving wildfire near Los Angeles has residents running. The AP's Donna Warder.
Thousands of residents have been forced to evacuate as fire continues to rip through communities around Camarillo, California for a second day today. The blaze exploded in size in just a few hours, and the Ventura County Fire Department said late Wednesday there was 0% containment. I'm Donna Warder.
Airstrikes hit Beirut suburbs this morning, including one near Lebanon's only international airport. Israel issued an evacuation notice for the site, saying there were Hezbollah facilities there. Dozens of Russian drones targeted Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, in a nighttime attack that lasted 8 hours, say authorities. At least 2 people were hurt. This year, Earth will almost certainly be the hottest it's ever been. That's according to the European Climate Agency, Copernicus, which calls it worrying. This is AP News. 5 people were killed in the crash of a small plane in Arizona.
Authorities say a 12-year-old boy was among 5 people who died in a fiery crash of a small business jet near a suburban Phoenix airport. The National Transportation Safety Board says preliminary information shows the 6-seater plane slid through a metal fence while aborting takeoff and crashed into a vehicle that was traveling on a road west of the airport. Local police say the driver of the vehicle was killed along with 4 of the 5 passengers on the plane. The unidentified pilot was hospitalized with serious burn injuries. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Nissan is cutting jobs. It's reporting a loss for the latest fiscal quarter as its vehicle sales sink while costs balloon. It's cutting 9,000 jobs globally. That's about 6% of its workforce. Nissan has more than 133,000 employees around the world. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.